Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Dr. David Jankelo, cardiologist and immediate past president of the South African Heart Association. David, a very good afternoon. Good to be chatting to you again.
Thank you very much, Gary. You can just call me David. And good afternoon to all your listeners. It's a pleasure.
David. Hi. Yes, thank you so much. You were just very faint there. I can hear you again. Thank you for making time to chat to us. So, David, is there a significant increase in heart-related conditions due to our intense and sort of stressful lifestyles brought on by COVID?
It's an interesting question that you ask. Stress is a factor, but I think stress is a little bit overdone because what may be maladaptive in me may be adaptive in you. So stress is difficult to quantify, but it's a factor, but it's not the only factor.
Right.
There is a rise in cardiovascular disease, and I'm not sure if you're aware that heart disease is becoming the number one killer in the world. And in the next 10 years, heart disease will definitely be the biggest killer in the world, and most of the deaths will be occurring in developing countries such as ours. So lifestyle is a huge thing. It's sedentary lifestyle, hypertension, diabetes, hypercholesterolemia, that's high cholesterol. Smoking is the most important factor with cholesterol. And it's all those kind of common garden factors which contribute to a fibrofatty degeneration of blood vessels, deposits of fat in the blood vessels, which can occur in the three heart arteries surrounding the heart. The arteries go to the brain, the big aorta that supplies all your organs, or in the peripheral vessels that supply the legs. Now, I'm a cardiologist, and we see lots of people with coronary artery disease. And if you block one of those three heart arteries, you have a heart attack, and the first aid is to get that vessel open as quick as possible to restore the blood flow to the muscle. So it's a diffuse disease, and it's management of lifestyle-related diseases, stopping smoking, dieting, losing weight, exercising, lowering cholesterol, and treating diabetes and treating blood pressure. And that's what will make a very big difference in the long run. You know, there was a study called Interheart, a case-control study of 52 countries.
Right.
And it was of survivors, thousands and thousands of survivors, of people that have survived a heart attack. And the common garden risk factors that I just told you came out as the main reason why they developed these heart attacks. And the two most important were smoking and high cholesterol. And we know from all the trials, the lower you get your bad cholesterol, called LDL, the less events there are. So we're very aggressive in people with vascular disease, atherosclerotic vessel disease, to get their bad cholesterol as low as possible. And the guidelines is less than 1.4. But it's a comprehensive evaluation of patients and assessing all their risk factors, and it's not always stress. Stress is a factor, and how do we avoid stress? It's difficult.
But it's not only
COVID. The lesson with COVID is I worked in a COVID team for 3 years, and the vast majority of people that suffer COVID do not get COVID heart-related complications. They can occur, but they're quite rare.
And David, how do you become aware that you have possible heart-related problems? So your average day, average work day, how would you see those early signs of a possible heart-related problem?
Well, firstly, it's symptoms. So people that are short of breath, and if that's getting worse, they should consult their general practitioner and possibly be referred to a physician or cardiologist. Shortness of breath can be due to other factors such as lung disease, but shortness of breath, and the one symptom that we really worry about is chest pain. Now, there's many layers from the skin outwards of your chest to the heart inwards, and not every chest pain is the heart.
Mm-hmm.
But we're concerned about the person telling us that I get tightness, heaviness, burning in the chest, particularly when I exercise or physically exert myself. And that may be an indication that there's blockages. But everyone should be aware of their own circumstances, that I'm getting older, I'm getting into middle age, I'm a smoker, I'm quite sedentary, I've gained a lot of weight, I'm diabetic. And those patients should be assessed by their GPs, and then a determination should be made as to whether they should go on to cholesterol lowering. But the first port of call is lifestyle adaptation, diet, exercise, and losing weight, stopping smoking, reducing alcohol, if that's a factor. So it's, you can do a lot, and also exercising. You know, the World Health Organization's recommendation is that we should exercise for 30 minutes, 5 times per week, light to moderate intensity. And that really may just be walking, playing with a dog, throwing a ball, just being active for 30 minutes, 5 times a week. And it is evidence in Africa that at least 50% of people are not adhering to those guidelines. And if they did, a significant proportion of cardiac events and strokes might be avoided.
I think that's such good advice. So 30 minutes at least 5 times a week. And as you say, it can just be during the day. It can be walking upstairs. It can be whatever it is. But just to manage it, be more aware of it.
Get off the couch.
And David, thank you so much. Unfortunately, we only had a couple of minutes. I just wanted to touch on the subject. And that was Dr. David Jankelo, cardiologist and immediate past president of the South African Heart Association. Thank you so much for your input and your advice.